bad is. Small plane, too. Four-seater.
Does it matter?
Cops.
This part of the world? Anyway, the Central African Republic's too poor to have cop planes.
Hey. Hey, the engine's cut. Landing.
Where, you dope? In the bush?
She's come down, all right. Can't see her now. Where the heck?
Oh, look, Carver, come on. But
heading that way when I saw it. Come on.
Hey, where you going?
Where do you think?
You're just looking for trouble or something. It could be anyone.
So? Well, this country isn't exactly hospitable, you know. They needn't find out what we're doing here. Come on.
So we pretend we're hunters or something?
Sure. No one need ever find out what we do. We'll pick them up. Send them on their way. The quicker, the better. For the sake of our necks.
The Sounds of Darkness. Lee Masters, FBI, who wages relentless war against crime. Lee Masters, the blind detective who challenges the Sounds of Darkness. Sounds of Darkness. Tonight,
the lady said no.
Try it again, Johnny.
Okay. Yeah. I can't pick up anything.
Send out a call.
Okay, I'll try it again. This is an emergency call. This is an emergency call. A light plane has crash-landed in the vicinity of Ngur, Central African Republic. Our position before landing was 85 miles from Ngur, about to cross the border into Sudan. Position then is 85 miles northwest from Ngur, our destination being El Fasher, Sudan, at time of landing. The plane, a Newton Starling bearing this number, VJ-A56712, is in Savannah country. The plane can be seen from the air. There is a tall mountain some 20 miles from us, easterly direction. That may give you an indication of where we are. Our pilot is seriously hurt. May not last long. Our radio frequency is...
You getting stopped or something?
No.
So what are we doing this for?
You never use your nut. A plane lands, okay?
Yeah, mind the hole there.
It doesn't land for its health's sake. Or again, maybe it does. You think planes don't have radios these days? The plane didn't crash, it landed. They'll be calling for help.
Yeah, so we run along like a couple of kid rangers to rescue them?
Sure. Just in case anyone else is alerted. Can you imagine a big rescue op? Search parties? Right through our territory?
Yeah, then they latch onto us.
Right. Yeah. Boy, does it take a long time to get something through your stupid car.
Just the one can, Lee?
I'll take it over to the trees.
Can you believe it? We fly over Africa and we carry 1 gallon of water with us.
We expected an engine breakdown. Nothing else, huh?
Nope.
Get back into the shade.
A branch right in your way, Lee. A duck and capsize.
Thanks. Where'd you put the water?
Right next to me here. Oh, boy. Hemingway's got nothing on us. You reckon they heard that message?
I don't know.
When the darn thing goes on the blink, Al Fasher will worry about us.
Nope.
Well, why not?
Oh, they'll worry, sure, but not for a while.
Why?
Vic
put a 12-hour option on our ETA to El Fasher.
So? 12 hours after we don't get there, and Khoury doesn't get to meet us, the alarm goes up.
No.
Well, why not?
Khoury was our El Fasher contact. He knows what we were up to in the Central African Republic. He knows that Vic's call to the airport there was purely a courtesy. We were on a job, Johnny. Could have been delayed. Not like an ordinary civilian flight at all.
You know something?
Hmm?
You're a great company. Optimist all the time. So we starve?
Maybe.
How long will the water last?
3 days at the most. It'll be the cold that'll get us, though.
Here in Africa?
Uh-huh.
You know, our trip to the Central African Republic wasn't completely necessary. Ames was nuts.
Not entirely.
I mean, we didn't achieve anything. Just help wave the stars and stripes. You know, why did we leave New York?
Why did we?
You.
We.
Come here. You are not like the others.
No.
I have a suggestion to make.
I know what that will be.
There, that is good. I will buy you from Mr. Carver.
No.
Your life otherwise, where you are going, it will not be good.
No.
I can buy you pretty things.
No.
I can make you mine.
How?
Go back to them, the others. You will be sorry for what you have just done. Very sorry.
How good is a 32 against a line when it's getting dark?
Pretty useless.
Unless I get him right through the eyes, huh?
Yep. He won't bother us, now.
Yeah, Lee Masters, you know a lot of things, but nix about lions.
You want to bet?
No. Lee, come morning, we better start walking.
Better to stay at the plane. It can be seen from the air. There's Vic, too.
Oh, yeah. I better go over and see how he is.
Light the fire first.
Only with pleasure. There you go. Funny, Africa. It'll get freezing when it's really dark. We're in a fix, huh?
Yeah, sure.
So why are you smiling?
Oh, we've been in worse fixes.
Like what, for example? Vic? I'm going to have to drag you close to the fire. Vic? Vic? No heartbeat. Can you beat it? That guy just ups and dies in us. Poor guy.
Dead?
Yeah. That crack on the skull was worse than we thought.
Bring his body over close to the fire.
You're joking.
I mean it. Unless you want the hyenas and the jackals to have themselves a meal before sunup.
Yes, Mr. Khoury?
Mr. Khoury, this is Abdul Tawisha.
Ah, yes, Mr. Tawisha. You wish for something?
You asked to be informed of the arrival of light plane Newton Starling, VJA 56712 from Muka, Central African Republic.
Yes, that is so.
The plane has not kept in radio contact with us, Mr. Khoury. It should have, but it has not. Their ETA is half an hour from now, but we have heard nothing.
Oh, do not let that worry you. This was a special flight.
Undoubtedly, Mr. Khoury, but we have had a report of a plane crash.
Where?
A radio enthusiast contacted the authorities. At 3 p.m., he heard something not very clear. The plane number and type he did not hear, but something about a landing or a crash in the Central African Republic. He heard the name Nguru, but then he heard no more. Later, he heard the beginning of a second message. This was at 3:30 p.m., but it went off the air only after a few words.
I see. It need not be the one I was expecting, of course.
No, but I felt you should be informed. You will take steps?
Yes, my department will take steps. No other activity, please. The name of the place the man heard?
Nguru. It is just inside the border.
Thank you. Leave it to me. Thank you, Mr. Tawisha. I wonder. would not be good that Johnny and Lee are known to have been acting for us. Yes, a search immediately by me.
Hey, Carver, over there, look, fire.
Okay.
Hey, you guys okay over there? You okay, huh?
Yeah. Oh, boy, are we happy to see you.
We heard you from a long way off.
We saw the plane go down. Took us the time to find you, though. We were about 10 miles from here.
Well, it's great to see you. You were hunting in the district, or what?
I don't believe it.
Huh? You?
Yeah. How are things, Carver? Still in the skin business? Your camp must be about 400 yards off.
Shut up.
I smell the wood smoke.
Stop giving with your deductions. I remember those before.
Yeah, Carver, you would, of course.
Hey, what is this guy to you, huh?
Keep the gun on him, that's all.
Can't even see the guy, probably.
Stick that gat in his guts, then, and keep it there.
Okay.
Right. Get out, Bridges, and you, Masters. Come on!
Come on, you guys. Come on, Hobbit.
Nice guys, these buddies of yours.
Buddies?
Jake, get them over to the camp.
Okay, come on, come on, come on. Come on, you guys.
Don't let the blind guy bump into a tree. I want to hurt him later.
Okay, okay.
Can you believe it? Delivered into my hands, Masters himself. Eat.
You know what you can do, buddy.
I said eat.
Obviously, you don't like anyone who disapproves of your cooking.
Cool it,
Jim. Yeah, cool it. Or I might just bump you guys off now.
You said you were going to tell me what this is all about, Carver.
Yeah, okay. Just keep the gun on them, though. Mogadishu, 3 years back, there in the Somali Republic. Before I met you, Jake, and we piled up, I had me a business, the skin trade. Buying broad from Mogadishu all the way down to Malindi, even, and up to El Hamouri, all along the coast. Good business. The dolls thought they were coming in for some hoochie-coochie dancing or something. When they landed, I bought them, sold them up into Ethiopia or El Shamar. Got good money.
And you ran drugs as well?
Yeah. And one day a blind guy comes into my life, that jerk there. Well, someone had got wise, tipped someone off. United Nations had just been out, Somali cops were playing it cool. Suddenly, because a few American dolls got involved, the feds arrived. I run for it. I haven't been back since. A business that was netting me $80,000-$90,000 a year. You broke that up, Masters.
That was my intention.
Only you didn't get me.
No, but it was close.
Yeah.
You know, then you moved into the Sudan, huh?
Sure. Where we met, Jake.
You running white slaves right now?
Sure. On French Somali way, down to Ethiopia. Selling a few along the way, keeping most of them for the Cameroons. Prices are better there. Running something else, too. Guns.
United Arab Republic down through the Sudan to Central African Republic for use by the Buka tribe and other dissident tribes.
How did you guess?
Well, what are you guys up to anyway? You're away from home, you know that?
Something akin to what my friend Carver does. Not running guns, though, trying to stop it. You know you're in competition with the rest.
Sure, but we sell okay.
Hey, help me. Please, please help me.
What the heck's going on? Rashad, leave her alone. She has been insolent to me.
He tried to...
I told you before to leave the broads alone, Rashad.
Comes a time, Effendi, when one must ask who tells the others what to do.
You looking for trouble? Will you shut up?
This girl, part of your cargo?
Nothing to do with you, Masters. Rashid, you looking for trouble?
I am 50% of the business. All the contacts are mine.
Get some of the guys. Bury him. You.
We?
Get back to the compound. Don't try and run for it. The animals will get you if you do. Go on, go back. Get it moving, Jake. Get Rashad buried.
Okay, I'll call some guys up. Hey, Rashad, come on over here.
You usually dispose of your henchmen like that, Carver?
If it suits me. Of course, your deaths won't be so quick. Also painless. You like to hear about it?
The plane passed over here, Dan.
I said so.
Did you see it yourself?
Oh, yes, yes.
And you are sure it was blue and white twin engines?
Yes, yes.
Good. I leave in the morning before the sun comes up. Arrange, please, for food, water, and sufficient amounts. Now, there is a hotel here, I believe.
It is called a hotel.
I've endured bugs and lice before. I can endure them again. Where is the hotel, please?
That plane out of the way. You all moved it?
Yeah, I'm Patrice here. What do we do now, huh?
Okay, get back to the truck.
Okay.
Masters, you and Bridges, start walking.
Where to?
To where the body of your pilot was left. Move!
This way, Lee. Hyenas have been at the body.
Yeah. Okay, stand next to that tree. Bridges, you're back to this side here. Masters, the other side. Come on! Ron Moore, Masters, and lean back. The tree's behind you. You too, Bridges. Okay. Now to tie your legs around the tree and back again. Try anything and I'll shoot you. Okay. Your hands are tied and so are your feet. You're a few yards from that guy's body. Oh, what's left of it. Hyenas are said to be cowardly creatures. A lot of guys dispute that. Well, I guess you two will find that out for yourselves. When they finish with that bear, they'll turn on you. Or maybe the lion will come. Or a leopard. Who knows? Be nice knowing you both.
To get caught up in this, Johnny. Before your time.
The guys we meet. I'm not going to get out of this, you know.
Can you reach back with your right hand? Feel in my left hand pocket.
I suppose you got a knife hidden there.
Yeah.
Huh?
That disturbance last night with the dame. I pocketed one of the knives. If you can get it out, we can cut ourselves free.
I can't believe it.
You better.
Yeah, beat it, you devils!
Hurry, Johnny.
Ishmael Khoury calling Nguru. Come in, please. Over.
Nguru, Captain Naboko answering. Is your message over?
I am flying over the region in which Masters and Bridges may have crash-landed. So far, there is nothing. I'm looking for an enemy.
Yeah, Carver, look, there it is again. The plane, way off now.
Yeah. Search party, I guess. Leave the trucks under the trees. Stay off the path.
Okay.
Please.
What do you want?
May I have a cigarette, please?
Give her one, Nichols.
Okay, here.
Oh, drop the matches over the side of the truck. I forget them.
Yeah, sure. You run for you get a bullet in the back, okay?
Okay.
Okay, you got the box of matches. Now get back on board. Hey, what are you doing? Are you crazy or something? Carver, she's starting a bushfire! Hey!
Okay, we got away from those ropes. Now, we, hyenas are running strange. And Buck over there running past. Maybe that airplane.
No, Johnny. Bushfire.
Huh?
Dry riverbed nearby.
Yeah, I think so. Over there. Yeah, there.
Get us there fast. get us there for our lives.
Lee, can you beat it? The fire comes right down here to the riverbed, and the wind changes.
Yeah. Takes it away from us, back from where we came.
Yeah.
Where did that plane get to? I heard a plane as we were running.
Me, I didn't hear a thing. All I know is that... What the... What was that?
Gas tanks coming up.
Carver, caught in the fire?
Could be. Must be. There it is again, honey. A light plane.
Well, let me try and hear it as well.
Wave at it, Johnny. Get it to see us.
Okay.
Hey.
Hey, hello! Hi there! Hello!
Circling over us now. Hey, there's a dame in there with someone, the pilot. How did you know we were here? Did you get the message?
Just one question at a time, please. The bushfire, I saw it from the air. Then I saw the direction of the fire change, and I landed in front of it to pick up this most charming lady. She was in front of the fire.
You started the fire?
Louis, it was the only way I could think of doing something to stop them. I'm so sorry.
Sorry? If it hadn't been for you... those explosions, Curry.
Oh, yes. Three trucks going up. Many men burned to death. From the air, like ants running in vain. Who were they?
Yeah. Not the nicest way to die, Curry.
Indeed, no. Who were they?
A couple of friends of ours with our interests at heart.
You are joking.
Yes, I am. I'll tell you about it in the plane. Okay, Johnny, let's go.
You have been listening to The Sounds of Darkness. Join the world of Lee Masters, the blind detective, next Tuesday and every Tuesday night at 7:30 in The Sounds of Darkness. The Sounds of Darkness is produced by Gerry van Wyk.